Praise God. I'm so glad and happy to stand before you, you know, and see your faces again, because we have seen each other not long ago, you know, and God has allowed me to come back again. I was not expecting really to come back, but because of a conference that we have worldwide in London on Empower 21, well, I have been invited to attend, you know, this conference. And this time, you know, I came with my wife. And I really want to thank Pastor John for giving me this opportunity to come back again, you know, so that we may see each other, encourage each other, back up each other, and see what we can do in the kingdom while we are still alive. Because after death is finished, it's only just today, now, that we can talk, that we can exchange, that we can move, that we can do things. After death is finished, we can do nothing. So it is really good and better to to encourage one another, you know, to serve the Almighty God. I want to thank you very much for, you know, hosting us, for feeding us like kings. Sincerely, I've been testing all the English, English meals, Yorkshire pudding, Yorkshire pudding, and what do you call that, fish and chips, you know, and all these things. So really, thank you very much. And I just want to thank you also for really allowing me to share the word of God. I know that in England, sometimes when they ask somebody from Africa to share the word of God, sometimes you wonder, what can you share? Because in this country, almost everybody knows deeply the word of God. Because there is so books, and many books, and people are really learning, you know, they are teaching themselves. So when they ask you really to come and preach, sometimes you wonder how people will receive it. You know, but there is one thing. One thing is that I know that every time, you know, when God people come together, you know, Jesus appears. You know, he come among them. And when he stand, you know, among them, you know, he releases something good for his people. You know, as our brother just stand here during the worship, talking about we having a place in the heart, you know, of Jesus, those are the things. Sometimes God comes in among his people and he recalls us. He recalls us, you know, where we are and where we're going and what he wants us to do. So this morning, it's not only just a message I am going to preach about, but it's only just a reminder. You know, Jesus, don't look at me, but listen to the word. Listen to what Jesus want to remind us. You know, there is something always he want to remind us during the week, during the month, during the year. From time to time, he steps in, you know, and he brings a reminder just to remind us who we are and where we are going. So this morning, you know, what Jesus want to remind us, you know, it's about our living on this earth. And then in the days to come, dual citizenship, citizenship, which means that we have two citizenship. We are living here on earth, and we are expecting another city. And God wants to remind us that we are not called to stay here forever. He just want to remind us that we are just passing by, and another city who will not pass is waiting for us. And the reading places is going to be in Philippians chapter 3 verse 20, then Romans chapter 13 verses 1 to 8. I will just go, you know, through them one by one. And then Acts chapter 4 verses 19, you know, to 20. but I will just go to them one by one. Only the time I'm watching, but anyway, whatever, you can read it when we get home if I get no time to read it. So dual citizenship, All Christians have dual citizenship. We are citizens of heaven, traveling through this earth. God wants us to remember that. Don't forget that. Put that in mind. And remember that every time you move, you walk, you go. God is just reminding us that we are traveling, you know, to heaven through this earth. And we are citizens of this earth on our way to heaven. Yes, we will see him. Yes, we are traveling. Believe it or not, there is a place called heaven waiting for you and waiting for me. Yeah, this is why we are doing something that we just done called really worship and praise. I think it is just like a training to praise and worship God when we will see him, you know, there. We will see him and we will be praising and worshiping him. This dual citizenship raises three questions. Number one, what are we responsible as citizens on earth, of earth? Secondly, what are our responsibility as citizens of heaven, of earth? Thirdly, what do we do when this relationship clash? Yes, what are our responsibilities? God wants us to know what is our responsibilities while on earth, being on earth as citizens. And what is our responsibility, you know, as citizens of earth? And then, when these two clash, what happened? What can we do? Because we have to do our best to get there. This is the best place, and this is the place we are called to go and to reach. Number one, what are our responsibilities as citizens of heaven? Philippians 3:20. This is what we see on the screen. But our city is in heaven, and we are eagerly awaiting a Savior. From there, the Lord Jesus Christ is coming. He is the one we are waiting for. And he is the one in heaven. And we are this time now, just awaiting patiently. We are working toward that, taking time, going through hard time, patiently waiting for his coming. Yes, he is coming. He is on the way. And we have to take time patiently when we are on this earth, not to be in hurry, but patiently wait for him, because a city is waiting for us. And he said, I will go to wait to build, you know, a place for you. And when I will finish, I will come back to take you, and where I will be, you will be there too. There is a beautiful city, a wonderful city waiting for us. How did we become citizens of heaven? We are born citizens of earth by natural birth. And we are born into heavenly citizenship through faith, according to 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3. Christ died for you and for me. Praise the Lord. Yeah, I am on my way anyway to Israel. I don't want, you know, it to be like people going to Mecca. No, I am not going there. Only just, you know, it's not an idolatry. But one thing I know, I just want to be reminded that yes, it was in this place that Christ was crucified. You know, I need to go to the Garden of Gethsemane and know that even if it is really not there, know that there is somewhere here. Sometimes, yeah, really, he suffered, you know, on my behalf. Yes, he died for you and for us. Believe it, brothers and sisters. Believe it with all your heart that yes, somebody named Christ has suffered for you. And by his grace, just because of his grace, I am saved and I will go to heaven and I will see him face to face when I will be, you know, in heaven. Yes, by grace, we have been saved. So we are to represent our King well on this earth. We have to represent him. Walk like he walk, talk like he talk, just let his light shine through us. Through faith in Jesus Christ, the word of God said that Paul, you know, become a new man. According to 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verses 17. He become a new man. By faith, he accepted Jesus Christ. And the old things has been changed. And all things become new. And as people going to heaven, going to see Christ, we have, you know, to represent our King while we are on this earth. Which means that the old things must be passed. Born in sin, walking like sinner, acting like sinner, after coming, becoming Christians, those things must be changed. Each person have to take his responsibility, you know, and come to Jesus, you know, and tell him, as we sang, river, what? Yeah, wash over me. Those are beautiful songs. So surrender yourself to him and said, Lord, I want to become new. I want to be changed, transformed, and live like you, and even represent you. Be as you were. Represent the King well I am on this earth. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 20, you know, is reminding us that Paul became even an ambassador of Christ. After accepting Christ, after receiving Christ, after representing the King on this earth, you know, he even became an ambassador, representing his nation, representing, you know, the King. Brothers and sisters, we are the ones representing our King. And I want you to say that we are the ambassadors. An ambassador doesn't speak of himself. An ambassador doesn't do what he wants. An ambassador doesn't go even wherever he wants, as he wants. When you represent your King, you know, you are very careful. You do exactly the things your country wants you to do, and the reason why they have sent you, you know, to represent the nation. And in this role, he called others to be reconciled to God. This was his calling. This was the reason why he was sent as an ambassador. Preaching, calling, telling, representing, you know, people, representing Christ and calling people to come to Christ and to live like Christ lived and to be, you know, his followers. And the Apostle Paul was representing and calling others to come and become Christians and become believers, you know, as himself did. We are to live on earth in the manner that causes others to glorify the King. This is one of the great reminder that Christ this morning is reminding us. We are not called to live as we want. Being people going to another country, passing through this world, we are called to live on earth in the manner that causes others to glorify the King. Our way of talking, our way of doing. You know, all our life completely must be surrendered to him. And when people look at us and see us, they may glorify God. Back home, while I am here, sometimes I wonder, what will happen to my house? Because we are surrounded, and many of our neighbors are Muslims. And I sometimes wonder, what will happen to my house when something evil happened there? Who will be my defender? Will the Muslims go to help? Or will they put more fire, you know, on my house? You know what? People are looking at us. And we are called to live in a manner that others will see Christ, you know, through us, you know, and glorify the King. And we said, the Word of God said that we are to live on earth in a manner that cause others to glorify the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. No matter the situation, no matter where we are, if we're living in poverty, if we're living in sickness, like Job was living in sickness, we are called to live in the way that those who are looking at us must glorify God. If we are wealthy and living in a wealthy situation, those who are looking at us must glorify our King. Matthew chapter 5, verse 16 is just saying, let your light shine before all men as citizens of heaven going through this earth. The Lord is reminding us that we are a light. And we have to let our light be seen. On the hill, the light must be seen. Sometimes what I like when I am in a country is where there is, you know, where there is ports. Or whatever, soba, they call what, or sometimes they call, where there is a what, like, I would say, like a dog. I like always, you know, to watch at night the lighthouses. Lighthouses. I love it. Whenever I see a lighthouse, this is why even when we built the university back in Burkina, I put it, I named it the light. Light of hope, the lighthouse, the lighthouse university, the lighthouse university. Because whenever you are there and you see all the lights and all the boats, I've not been in boats coming to a port. But what I heard about, I heard that all the lights were flashing, are just giving a signal. You know, to all the boats who are far away to take the right path and to come to the harbor safely. And the Word of God is just saying that we are heaven citizenship. We have to remember that we are a lighthouse. Every one of us here this morning are a lighthouse. Never, never, never to be forgotten. No matter the situation we are, no matter where we are, laying down sick, suffering, or wealthy, or sick, poverty, and even if our businesses are not doing very well, the Word of God said that we have, or we are called to let, you know, the light, you know, be seen everywhere where we are. We are to live blameless life in order to be light, you know, in the darkness. Philippians chapter 2, verses 15 to 16. The Word of God is asking us to show ourselves blameless. Blameless wherever we are in this world. We must go. We have to move. We have to walk. And we have to act. And we have to speak in the way that people may see Christ in us. Live a blameless life. The citizen of heaven should be easily identified on because of their life. They should be easily identified on because of the style of their life, because the way they are living, because the way they are acting.
Yes, but this is really when we know that we are going to heaven. When we know that we are really going to see the Lord, sooner or later.
But being on this earth, what can we do? What are our responsibility as citizens on earth? Romans chapter 13, verses 1-8, is speaking to us the way we should behave. Citizens of heaven should be model citizens on earth. We have to give a model. We have to give a great model, a great way to the rest of the world to live. Back home, I've been trying to make people understand that preaching the gospel is not only calling people to come to salvation, but preaching the gospel is even to telling them that they have to be a model. Do your best and change. We are living a life where really everybody are confused. Economically, people are confused. You know, and you see people running from their country to another country. We can see people rebellious that you don't understand nothing anymore. They burn everything. They are always rebellious. You know, and they're releasing a character who's not a godly character. Just in a small thing, you see people showing rebellions. They become rebellious. But I think preaching the gospel is really to tell those who are on this earth, being Christian, that we are not called to stay here. We are not called to remain here. We are just going through this earth. And we have to show a godly character, a godly manner, not being rebellious, not burning, not revolting, not speaking a worldly language against our government, against those who are leading. We are to be subject to leaders on the land. We must recognize that government is ordained by God. We must honor those who enforce the law and keep the peace. Being citizens of this earth, we are to pray. We have to pay our taxes. We have to respect the leaders. We are also to pray for those who are in authority over us, according to 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 and 3. Supplication, prayer, and intercession, thanksgiving for leaders must be our work. While we are on this earth, crossing and going to hell, to heaven, this is our part. This is things we should be playing. Pray for peace. Pray for the authorities. Pay your taxes. Live a godly life. And release a godly manner for the world to see, for those who doesn't believe in God to see the King way of living, to see the Lordship of our Lord in us, and not to speak like the world, and not to act like the world, but to be completely different. What do we do then when this responsibility clashes? When it clashes, when really people come together and refuse, and now we become confused, you know, in this situation, what do we do then? Earthly authorities sometimes oppose the work of God. What then can we do? We have many countries where they are opposing the work of Christians, where they don't want people to do what God has called them to do. What are we then called to do? We see that in the book of Acts chapter 3, verses 1 and 8, we see that the lame man at the temple was healed. The man who was been lame was now
limping and praising God, walking to the temple with Paul or with John and Peter, praising and worshiping the living God, because he was there every day and he was begging every day, and people passes there without being able to heal him. But when the men of God arrived, John and Peter just said, look at him, and said, look at us. And he looked and he said, we have nothing to give you. We don't have silver, we don't have gold, but what we have, in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, arise and walk. This man arise, walk with them, went into the temple with them. God's name was glorified. And this miracle provides a lot of opportunity to preach the gospel. But angry leaders demanded Peter and John to stop preaching the gospel. They came against them and they said, don't preach the gospel. Don't do any more this kind of miracles here. Stop it. We don't want that. We don't want to see these things happen. Well, brothers and sisters, we are living in nations. We are living in a world. Well, these kind of things can be seen. Those things, we can touch them. Maybe we can hear that other people are forbidden. But there is some days, it may be us being told not to preach, not to share, not to do what God has called us to do. But we have just read in the back that we have to be obedient. We have really to respect those in authority. In this case, this disciple has been commissioned to tell people of God's love. Then they could not stop. They just told them, we have been commissioned. You cannot tell us to stop. We cannot even refuse to preach or to pray for the people. We have to do it because we have been commissioned to tell these things from God. They explain they were responsible to tell what they knew, what they have seen. They said, we must obey God rather than man. This morning, Jesus is standing here and he's just reminding us all. Remember that you are not called to stay on this earth. You are called to heaven. Your place is there. But in this place, you are going to face struggle. You are going to face problems. You are going to face opposition. Are you going to keep quiet? Are you going to obey this world? Are you going to hide the truth? Or are you going to stand and say it's better to obey God than men? Are you going to reveal the truth so that more people will come with you to heaven? Or are you going to keep quiet? This morning, the Lord is just speaking to us. It's better to obey God than obey man. You are called to represent the King. You are called, no matter what, to let your light shine. You are called to walk by faith. And you are called to carry many with you to heaven. Let no one perish because your light did not shine. Let whoever has ears, hear what the Holy Spirit is saying. May God bless his word. Amen.